Hey, Intuitive Heart Posse. Welcome to another episode of Your Intuitive Heart Podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Alfred, and this week I am speaking with a beautiful soul, Shelby Rose, who is a soul alignment guide. And I found her probably 4 years ago on her own podcast, the Raise Your Vibration podcast, which is brilliant, where she helps people move through their gifts, find their gifts, become more attuned, live the life that they're meant to live and share those gifts with others. What I'm speaking to Shelby about this week is spiritual discernment, and I believe it's important to speak to this because so many of us are awakening to our gifts now within the last year or so. And when we're awakening to our gifts, we are knowledge seekers and sponges and ready to lap everything up. But sometimes we can get caught up in the wrong energy because we are so open to learning. Shelby had a recent experience with this, and I am grateful to her for sharing this experience because it was painful, but also, she is now able to speak to us about what that discernment looks like. What do we trust when we're getting those signs? What do the signs look like that, tell us to stay away? So thank you so much to Shelby. I will drop some information about her in the show notes. So if you want to get in touch with her on her Instagram, or like I said, to listen to her amazing podcast. Thank you for listening. Hope that this helps people along their path to spiritual growth and enlightenment. Today I'm with Shelby Rose. I have a great admiration for Shelby. I want to say that I quote unquote met you. I want to say about 4 years ago, listening to your Raise Your Vibration podcast. And you, I don't know what episode it was. Actually, I do. It was about leaving your present space to go and do what you need to do, like finding your truth and owning that stuff. And I have been, I don't want to say stuck, but like everybody else, just kind of, I've been moving through, putting my gifts to the side. And you just opened a whole new world to me, girl. Just brought me so much strength and confidence to move forward with what it is that I know I should be doing. So I thank you for that. And also, I have listened to your light codes, which just opened up again so much within my heart and within my spirit. So I thank you for all of the growth that you've facilitated for me, because it's been phenomenal. So thank you.
Oh, it's such an honor to be on this journey with you and to be a part of, you have some massive gifts, and I'm reflecting to what I feel in your energy when I'm in your presence. And I know I've said this with you, but you have such a powerful energy. I don't think you understand the magnitude of what you're here to do. And to be a tiny part of that journey and to activate something within you that allows you to claim that is such an honor for me, and why I do what I do and share my personal experiences in the way I do, because that's the goal, I think, for all of us, is to see someone else step into their power and say, I can claim this, I can do this, this is the path that I'm meant to be on, and really, at the end of the day, trust themselves. That's the biggest thing that I want people to take away from the work I do, is that deep self-trust, that self-knowing, and really showing up in the world as the person that they are meant to be here. So it has been such an honor to be just a tiny, tiny part of your journey.
Well, thank you. So let's talk about that. So first, we're going to discuss discernment, and we briefly spoke about this before. And it's spiritual discernment. There are so many people, as you well know, because you're helping people move through this, we both are, that are on this journey of awakening. They're on this path. And of course, COVID, I think, has helped to open up a lot of that stuff for people where you are sailing along in a life, I want to say, of complacency, or I want to say maybe living in lack. You know what I'm talking about. And then just having that taken away. So having all that stripped away so that they are sitting there raw and they have to re-examine. We know that when we are going through this shift, that that's when everything's open. And so all this information comes. Mm-hmm. And there is this hunger that people have, I think, and it's just to take everything in. So I did a reading for a client today, and she was trying to connect with spirit. So in order for her to connect with spirit, she actually learned how to do astrology. So she learned how to do astrology. She learned tarot. She still was finding that she wasn't quite connecting. And so that was the message. It was, she's taking everything in. So with that, and I want you to speak a little bit, well, a lot about the work that you do and then your journey with discernment. So I want to help people understand or get to a point where they can, where they know fake from not fake, where they know real from the people who just are taking advantage of people at their lowest or at their most vulnerable. So let's talk about what it is you do, because it's fantastic. And then the journey that you've been on for the last year.
Yeah. And, you know, for, I'll circle back to the what it is I do, but there's something that's coming through really powerfully right now. And that is that I was at that place a few years ago where I was the sponge, right? Mm. Like when I opened up to my spiritual awakening, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Tell me everything. I want to know everything. And I entered the spiritual community very naive. And so for those of you who are waking up and listening to this podcast episode right now, and you're on this journey and you're excited about this journey, right? Because to be on a spiritual journey for the first time when you're first waking up, it's like magic and rainbows and you're floating on your pink cloud. And it's just this like beautiful, fun thing. You're like, oh my gosh, I can choose to be happy and I can choose to live the life I want to. And you're just like lit up. So I just want to honor that. That's such a fun place to be. It's such a magical place to be. And when we enter that, we need to realize that not everyone in that spiritual community has pure intentions. And I would say the majority of teachers and leaders out there right now are actually, most of the businesses are driving from a place of ego, and maybe not all or most, maybe that was a little bit over the top, but I want you to kind of enter it in that mindset. And I know that seems like a fear-based mindset, but it's not from a fear-based mindset. It's from an empowered place of, how does this actually feel to me? Is this person empowering me, or are they taking away my power? And is the focus all on, I know the truth? Is that leader standing there saying that they know the truth and they are the only path for you to essentially claim enlightenment? And there's a lot of people who are really passionate about what they do. So they believe that that is really the only path, but that's an ego-based belief system to say that I'm the only, this, how I do things is the only way for people to achieve enlightenment. And not everyone has that non-pure intention, but we need to be very, very clear on how it feels for me. Does it feel like I am discovering more of who I am, or am I getting more and more confused?
Yeah, total sense. Absolutely. So just to confirm that, it's like, the only thing I feel like is, does it resonate? And if you feel like there are more questions than answers, more problems than solutions, then it's probably not the way it should be going, or it isn't what it is, I guess. Is that yes?
I feel like it's almost like you get more confused by the process. And to me, it's the spiritual journey is very simple, actually. Yes. It's awakening. It's looking at your shit. It's digging that shit up and transmuting it and being the alchemist for the shit and turning it into your rainbows and unicorns and a more useful way to use the yes. crap.
Yep.
And that's a very simplistic, but if it's, you know, these processes and you have to do all these things, and don't get me wrong, tools are amazing. Breath work is amazing. You know, energy healing is amazing. There's so many tools and modalities, but again, it comes down to that person's intention. And do you feel more connected or more disconnected from yourself and from your truth when you're working with someone, when you're listening to someone? And there's a lot of interesting stuff to absorb out there. Absolutely. Go experiment, go listen to different things. But at the end of the day, if you're spending more time in, you know, absorbing other people's content, absorbing other people's information, absorbing other people's energy, it actually takes you away from your own energy and your own power, because you're so much more focused on their words than your own internal guidance system. So I just want you to be mindful of how much time are you spending looking at other leaders rather than being in your own power and actually listening to your own internal guidance system, because a lot of times that's a way for our ego to kind of take over and take us down these paths and derail us from hearing our higher self and hearing the messages that want to come through for us.
Wow. Yes. That hit me. It makes total sense. So, okay. Focus more on their stuff rather than your own. And that bit about this journey, it is so compact. It makes sense about, yeah, looking at your spiritual shit, digging up that other crap, diffusing, pulling out whatever it is you need to use, and getting rid of the rest of the junk. I love the transmuting. You're turning shit into gold, basically. That's what you're
yes.
doing.
Yes. Yes.
Brilliant. So tell me how you, because you went through the shit last year, and how you have managed. I mean, yeah, I think you've done beautifully, and I know you're still working through a process, but you really managed to turn that shit into gold. You have really, I almost feel that it was necessary to get a little deeper into the core of you to bring out the magic that you're bringing to the world right now, because it got you to a next level, but it was still bullshit. Like, it was still, so.
It was something that I would never wish upon anyone. I would not wish it upon the person in the world that annoys me the most and that I just can't. I would never wish this upon. So, right? Like, it's something that it's like, it was so painful. And you're right. It was something that I believe that on a level, my soul needed to experience. So I'm going to just kind of give the, the notes version of the story. So 2019 was an incredible year for me. It was the first year I fully stepped into my business, and I was only doing my business. It was the first time that I went from multi-level marketing to I'm owning that. I want to do the spiritual. I want to do the business. I want to mentor people one-on-one. I want to have group programs. And I was very successful that first year based on my, you know, what I believe success is an internal version of success. So it's my version of success, right? Like, to me, it was so successful. And the fact that I was able to support myself, it felt really good. I was able to travel. Like, it was just a good
year. You were happy.
Year.
Yeah.
I was happy. I was content. And at the, you know, in August of 2019, I met this woman and she triggered me. That was my initial response. And I share these things because your initial response is your energy telling you what this person, how your energy feels about this person, how your higher self feels about this person. That's often that first initial response you get to someone of like, I don't like this. Something about this person feels off. That was my initial response to meeting this woman. Okay. I met her at a conference. She just felt really like condescending, on her high horse. That was kind of the vibe I got. And I was like, I made it mean, because we're taught to look at our triggers so much, you know, look at your triggers, evaluate your triggers. Your triggers mean that there's something within you to heal. And maybe there was part of that, but I made it mean that I was supposed to work with this woman. And there was other things happening behind the scenes spiritually that I'll explain here Can we kind of go there for people?
Of course. Yeah, okay. For sure.
I'll explain that at the end of how this happened, but I met this woman, I started working with her, and essentially she led me into a cult. And I did not understand what was happening at the time, but this man that she led me to did healings, and I was struggling with some internal vaginal pain at the time. And I was, you know, doing all the things, Western medicine, Eastern medicine, nothing was really resolving it. And I did a healing with him and it disappeared. And I was instantly gained a level of trust with this individual.
Of course.
Because I was like, oh, he's got the real deal. He's got magic, right? Put him on a pedestal. And he started to mentor me and say that I had all these gifts, gaslight, right? Like tell me how special I was.
Red flag number two, right?
Yep. If you're getting this, like, you're so special, you've got these gifts, you can, like, you're a higher level of consciousness.
Yes.
It was being groomed. Yep. So these are things that looking in retrospect, I could understand, but I had never had an experience with a narcissist really in my lifetime. Interestingly, a few months before that, I had had clients come to me who had narcissistic abuse. And I was like, I'm never going to relate to this.
Wow.
I never had an experience with a narcissist. It's going to be really hard for me to understand these clients that are coming to me with these patternings and programs. And I'm never, you know, and so I call these things in on multiple reasons. But he hit me at a place where I was vulnerable. You said they prey on the vulnerable and the weak. And my vulnerability was that I knew I had some sort of spiritual gifts. I knew that I had some sort of mission and purpose, and I understood that on a level, but it hadn't fully embodied. Like when I would tell people that I'm a spiritual business coach, it felt like I was lying, right? It felt like I wasn't fully owning that that's who I was.
Right.
And there was a part of me that felt like I'm a fraud. And what this experience, so long story short, is that I ended up going there, taking a job opportunity with him because he told me everything that I was doing was shit in the world, that I was selling people garbage. And for someone who wants to be in integrity, right?
Yeah.
And who wants to be putting things out into the world and had trusted this person with, you know, on many levels, I took a job there for a day. He made a sexual pass at me and I left the next day. I gave up pretty much all my possessions, my dog, my business. I collapsed everything in my life within a week of being brainwashed. I was drugged. There was like so many things that were happening during this time.
Jesus, and Mary Joseph.
And I had some angels and some witches working behind the scenes doing the spiritual work to awaken me to the fact that this is really fucked up.
Wow.
Because I watched people in my life go there and not come back. I watched, you know, the mentor I had been working with, I saw how brainwashed, you know, after I woke up to the fact that this is fucked up, there's something off here. He showed his true colors for me, right? Took off that mask and showed me what he was really intending.
Yep.
Not to support me, not to help me, but to take me out.
To take you down.
Yeah. And after the fact, so all of this was, it was, you know, in the physical, it was happening. But what I didn't understand was how I felt so disconnected from my higher self at this time. I felt like I was not the one driving my ship at the time. Okay. And that's what made it easier for me to like allow these people in, because I was so confused about myself. I was so disconnected from my power. And what had happened is that this was a false light being, and he was weaving webs. He had attached himself to my higher self, was pushing messages down through my higher self. He, during the time that we were separating, my girlfriend and I separated as I went in to join the cult, he sent entities to her and she was waking up in the middle of the night feeling strangled and couldn't breathe. Her friends that she went to stay with were having similar experiences. So this was a massive spiritual attack, as well as using psychological things.
Yeah. So it sounds as though, so putting it into a more, I guess, relatable context, he's an abuser who, yes, it's exactly that, gaslights, you're beautiful, you're this, and then slowly pulls you away from your tribe, because they are the people that know you, right? So they are the people that will try and reach out and protect you and do all those things. And knowing that you and your partner have this like next level connection, it makes sense. So he's separating you from all those folks. So that he's isolating, right? Typical abuser behavior.
Oh, he's very good at what he did. He's very good at what he did. He had done it to many, many women before.
Yeah. So your partner's being attacked, other people being attacked. At what point did you, and it only took a day, you say, but that I suspect the energy continued to invade you, I guess, after that? Okay, so at what point?
So I had, I think what you're getting to, at what point did it stop?
Yeah.
So that is interesting. There was a lot of things that happened after the fact, because I started to speak out about my story and he sent me lawsuits for like defamation.
Yeah. Whatever.
So there was like, this is kind of like, took a while to actually like fully disconnect in the physical.
Right.
I had, you know, during this time, what was interesting is that, so Jamie is a physical trainer. She's my partner. We're back together now. During this time, what is so interesting is that we don't realize how much the energy can impact everything in our lives. Mm-hmm. Jamie did not get her first 3 months of unemployment. She was unable to file when the pandemic hit, was essentially when this was happening, because he had so much black magic. I'm just going to call it what it is.
Yeah.
Surrounding her and her finances. Her car kept breaking down. Like, there were so many things that were happening.
Wow.
And we did a clearing about 2 weeks after I left there. And the next day she got her, her unemployment to come through, but it went back out in November and October around that time. It went back out
and
we had to do like energy. So she is just now getting her unemployment
proper.
So it went out again for like 6 months, and we've been doing clearings and we've been doing the energy work behind the scenes, because she doesn't really fully understand the energetic part. I do. That being said, I still had black magic on me like a month ago. So this is a long fucking process, and there's, and that doesn't even like, I could cry with the amount of like pain and guilt that I still carry about this. Like, I left clients, like I just dropped programs and I closed them and I like refunded and I just abandoned
people
because I was so disconnected, you know? And so there's all this guilt and shame. And then the fact that this was in my energy and I didn't understand it and I'm holding space and I'm a leader, like there's so many levels and layers to this.
Right.
So I would say it still impacts me, but I think right now, based on how in tune I am with my own energy, I can usually tell when there's something in my field.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I'm clear at this point, but it took time to like, the black magic is something that's sticky. It comes back.
It's like tar. It's like tar. Yes,
it's tar getting it out of the field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The other stuff, the webs, the connection to my higher self, that was gone pretty much after we did that initial clearing. I have two amazing mentors who have been so helpful in like cleaning me up and clearing me up, because they've both experienced the exact same thing.
Wow. Wow.
In That's a different beautiful. Format.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So one thing I do want to say is that if you do have, you know, use your intuition, that initial response you get to something, to someone, of like, oh, I don't even, you know, here's the hard part. Here's the hard part is that the people I went to the conference with, some of my really close friends had brought this woman. And so I was like, oh, I want to be nice. I want to be, you know, welcoming. I don't want to be that person who's like, this girl's a total bitch.
The snob. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Right. And so just know that like, if you get that gut response, even if everyone else in the room is responding differently, you need to trust that.
Okay.
Trust yourself and trust your instincts above all, because your initial response to someone, your discomfort and your feeling of not safe with someone is your first cue.
It's
you
real.
Ignoring those signs, you ignoring that, is only going to lead to the next and the next and the next. Right. So for me, that's, if I had just said, nope, I would have never moved to San Diego. I would never live by her, I would have never been at, like, there's so many things that happened that wouldn't have.
Right.
And at the same time, if you do experience this, you will get through it. Seek out people who can help you shift the energy out and get that energy off of you.
Yes.
And there's likely a reason why you've experienced that. I know all of, you know, all of the mentors that I work with now have had an experience like this.
Mm.
Oh, so if you have an experience like this, most of the mentors I work with now who do energy work, who do quantum healing work, they have had an experience with the darkness, because when you see the darkness and you're face to face with how universal energy can be used for the dark, how these entities and energies and spirits can be used for the dark, you are able to claim that you are of the light. Okay. And I cannot tell you the transformation that happens when you come face to face with the darkness and you're like, oh, that's what darkness looks like. And yes, I may have darkness within me, but I'm going to choose the light.
You're going to choose the light.
And I can own that. There's another level of like empowerment. And what you said at first is that when I had this experience, it brought me down to the depths of myself. It also allowed me to bring up all that I'm not worthy to do this work, all that who am I to do this work, all that imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, there are still days where I'm like, who the fuck am I to do this? Like, why am I the one who's, why am I doing this? But the majority of the time I'm so grounded in this is the messages and this is the work that people need. And I know this is changing people's lives, and it's doing it through their own empowerment rather than codependency.
Oh my God, that is so deep, so painful. And I appreciate you sharing from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you sharing. One of the other things that comes to mind is this being sought out. So there was someone, interestingly, who started following me on Instagram. And then just, you know, random, she might like my stuff. And then suddenly she said, she sent a message and she asked if I needed, it was something about going in the direction, probably connecting to spirit, right? And I was just like, this is interesting. Like, you must not know me, because not only am I connecting to spirit, I'm connecting to ancestors all the time. And then wanted to offered to do something for me for an amount of money. So I thought, you know, that should always be the red flag as well, that if someone is seeking you out, it's one thing for me to say, like, listen to your podcast, for instance, and then just like, holy crap, you totally enlightened my life or totally enlightened this part of my space. Thank you. As opposed to, you are unbalanced and I can totally help you balance yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the unsolicited, I call it unsolicited coaching or guidance. Mm. It's someone's, and here's the thing, because sometimes these people are highly gifted, they may very well call you out on something that needs to be healed within you. Right. Or that, and I'm saying this because this was my experience, right? Some of the things that this woman told me, I was like, yep, that's spot on. Some of it was bullshit and that whatever, but she had spiritual intuitive gifts and she was telling me these things. I was like, yeah, those are things that I need to work on. But she was coming from a place of, you are broken and I can fix you.
Yes.
That's never the vibe.
No, not at all. Not at all. You then came out of this. Now, being in that like darker place, how has it shifted your momentum? How has it helped you? Because I feel like you just, okay, how has it helped with your confidence? Because now you're back and you're coaching people. So tell me about that piece, if that.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I'm just starting to, I'm slowly creeping back out of my little shell. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now I'm on this tipping point where things are happening quickly and easy. And it's almost, because I'm confident and I'm showing up in that confidence, things are magnetizing to me and things are a lot more flowy because I'm in my confidence, I'm in my power. And right. why, like I said, why I am is that I've had the experience with the dark. I know I'm of the light and now I'm more confident in what I do. And I also activated a lot of spiritual gifts during this process because I was experiencing spiritual warfare. I was experiencing, you know, and I had this awareness that these things were happening, but I couldn't understand what they were. And so I've activated a new level of understanding of the energy of the spiritual, of black magic, our words, these things that I would have never had awareness of. And that I can now help guide my clients through all the stuff that they feel, that heaviness of what's actually in your field.
Yeah.
Rather than just being kind of like intuitive and understanding, we can actually go in and clear these out. So it's a different level of confidence because it's activated a different level of Shelby.
Yes.
And I feel like sometimes you have to go through the valley of death or whatever you want to call it, whatever metaphor you want to use, that dark night of the soul, to experience that next awakening. And it's a shitty, you know, I was like, oh, it's just sunshine and rainbows. Like when I was first in my awakening, it's just going to be sunshine and rainbows forever. And don't get me wrong, it's sunshine and rainbows a lot of days, but that 6 month period, that 8 month period afterward, I did not want to get out of bed.
Jesus.
I didn't want to live. Like it was just heavy a lot of the days. And I was like, fuck, is it ever not going to feel heavy? Am I ever not going to want to, like, I had to force myself to stop drinking wine because I was like, I just want to have like three glasses of wine every day because this sucks and I'm sick of it. And
wow,
that passed. And on the other side of that, of like cleaning my diet back up and really focusing on the energetic work and focusing on my healing again and going to therapy for the other parts that I had, you know, needed to go into, there is another level of confidence because if I can get through that, I know I can help a client get through what they're going through.
Then that's exactly it. Which is interesting that you say that because I always talk about, or for a little while I shut down with like doing readings because I felt that a lot of the messages that I was passing along, I wasn't actually living myself. So I could not actually do it from a place of authenticity. How am I telling someone else to, you know, live a fuller life or leave their partner or do whatever if I myself am not doing what I need to do? So I shut down and had to really re-examine. Same thing. I went into therapy. I started really looking at those pieces that I put away and did not want to acknowledge. And so once I did that, I was able to then, there's that confidence that, again, I know what I'm talking about because I've been through it, so I can now help that other person. So it totally makes sense. And I think it's a beautiful place to be. It's interesting because we can't actually validate ourselves as teachers. It's not like we have a degree in, you know, spiritual healing. It really comes from, it's our living experience. So that is where that validation for us. And I think that is how we need to validate. We've been through the shit. You have been through the shit. So you know that that life experience can actually help someone else move through their stuff, as opposed to having a certificate in whatever. Although those things help, right? But I feel it's on an intuitive level, on a spiritual level, it is so much more, it makes so much more sense. So I totally get where you're coming from. That, and I wonder if too, that maybe some of your clientele, that's going to be, you'll see more of those folks and move them through that. Do you see that still, or are you seeing that right now?
You know, I haven't seen it a whole lot right now. I've had a few people who've had experiences, especially right when I was coming back into my business. But I would say right now, though, my clients are so much more so aligned because they are more spiritual, more intuitive, more energetic beings, if that makes sense. It's almost like this brought me to the realization that I can only work with people that really feel this energy, spiritual. Like it's a different type of clientele than I was working with prior.
Okay.
They're more aligned. I do think that there are people that are going to come through, because I almost feel like I went through this. The people who are going to go through this aren't on the other side of it yet, but they will come to me after, because they will have remembered the podcast.
Yes.
The messages. Does that make sense? It's almost like Absolutely. That wave hasn't hit fully for the. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. And, you know, I think we become very like glossy eyed. Oh, he's like into me. Like you said, he is. He said, I have all these gifts. And, you know, so you do become glossy eyed. And if they are already up there as a leader or as a supposed leader, it's like Beyonce coming to me to be a backup dancer. I suck at dancing. But if Beyonce is coming to me to ask, I must be good.
Must be good.
When really she's like super drunk, or it's not actually Beyonce asking me. Like, you know,
Oh my God. That's a great analogy.
I will never be a backup dancer ever.
One can only hope and dream. Right?
Girl, I can't even do a TikTok. Never mind.
Trusting your spidey senses, like we said, notice if you're feeling like they are grooming you, if they are gaslighting you, which gaslighting means is you are absolutely special. There's something so magical about you. And then prying on your weaknesses. And for me, that was that self-doubt I had about the work that I was doing in the world. And he knew it. And he took me out with saying that everything was that I was doing in the world was shit. So just notice that if there's this amp up to the taking you out at your weak spot, right? They have to get to know you and understand you and see how you operate in the world. And once he knew me well enough, he could see where my weak spots were. And he's highly intuitive and highly, you know, intuitive beings he had spiritual gifts, right?
Yeah.
They're going to use those for the negative, unfortunately. The other thing I really want you to pay attention to, as again, I mentioned, is do you feel more connected to yourself or less connected to yourself? And every single day, you know, I remember after I realized what had happened, I went back to the day. There was this like, almost like I was living in a dream world is how it felt from the first day I enrolled in one of his workshops until after I had my healing. It felt like I was almost like, I just felt disassociated from life. I felt like I was walking through life in a dream. I couldn't explain how it felt. And that was really how many entities were in my field at that time. There were 7 entities. They had cords pushing at every single one of my chakras. They were pushing energy through to really like control me essentially on an energetic level.
Holy shit.
And so I remember being in the shower being like, get the fuck off of me. Cause I could feel there was something else in my field and I couldn't understand. Like that was when I didn't understand what this energy stuff was. So if you start to feel like you're feeling almost like there's someone else in your energy, if you feel like there is a fog that you're walking through, and I wouldn't say like, it wasn't a depressed fog. It was just like, I don't feel me. Like it would just all of a sudden hit. And I would feel like, to me, it felt like a really low blood sugar. Cause I get low blood sugar sometimes like on like times 50. And then during that time I was craving like more alcohol, more candy, more sugar to help me like stay grounded in my body. But I could like not get in my body. There was no way for me to like get in my body. It felt like it was almost like someone else in my body at the time. It's such a weird fucking feeling when you're experiencing it. But if you're going through it, you will know what I'm saying. This little word and this verbiage, you'll be like, I understand what's happening. There's something else in my energy. So just pay attention to, does it actually feel like you're the one shifting your energy? Because it was really easy before. This is interesting. So when I'd been hitting about $8,000 months in my business, and the day I enrolled in his workshop, I went from 4,000, 3,000, 2,000. It was like, things just went downhill really quickly. And before I had been in their energy, I had like this full sense that like, I'm the one who creates my reality. I'm the one who shifts my energy. I bring in the money, money is energy. I had a bit full confidence in that. And even though I was doing the work, I was doing the energetic work, I was like, what has changed? There was this like sense of, this isn't like my energy that I'm playing with right now. That was kind of how it felt. It was like, I'm trying to shift this energy, but it's not even my energy that I'm shifting. It was this outside energy. And it's when you're going through it, it's a confusing thing. But everyone who I've talked to who's had a narcissistic relationship, a narcissistic spiritual teacher, their finances, their teeth, and there's like a few things that start to go to shit.
Come on, really their teeth. Quickly. Really?
So what it is, when I took my energetic course with Kara, she said that there's like a metal plate in the field that will get put across the mouth, and that's like a silencing. So the narcissist tries to silence you, and because of that, you will actually have, and literally I've not had issues with my teeth ever, and my gums started to bleed. I had all this stuff that started to happen during this very short time frame.
Shelby, shut up.
Holy crap, it was wild. Like the amount of stuff that just like blew my mind on an energetic level, how quickly this could happen. There's other signs that like, if everything is shifting really quickly and going downhill really quickly, you likely have a narcissist in your life attached to you, imprinting on you. What happens is with narcissists, they attach to their higher selves and they start to push their ideas through. So it's really hard for you to tell like what's my idea and what's their idea.
Versus theirs. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So that's why it's really hard for a lot of these women to get out of narcissistic relationships, is because they can't tell what's their higher self and what is the other person's higher self. They've actually entangled with that person and they can no longer separate themselves from that energy. So these are all the red flags that I would have you look for if you suspect that there's something off. The other thing is, I've had so many women who are entering the community. This teacher is pressuring me to purchase their course. They want to know within 24 hours. And they say that they're the only person that can help me with my business. And if I don't work with them, I'm never going to be successful. I'm like, who the fuck is selling like this? And why are you buying it?
Oh, my God. You know,
it's the energy behind it. It's like if anyone gives you a funky vibe, when you're investing your money, back away. There's something wrong. There's something off. If they're pressuring you like that, that to me is not integrity. That to me, there are,
that's greed. That's ego. That's like selfishness on a next level of selfishness. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Who the fuck is trying to like market themselves like that?
And don't get me wrong. A lot of people are taught this. I just released a podcast episode about like the old paradigm of sales is crumbling, because that is the old paradigm of sales in the coaching industry. In a lot of these communities, that was how they were taught.
I can see that. Don't you want to invest in yourself? This is, you know, this is the rest of your life for, you know, $5,000 that'll take you. Yeah, that makes sense. Holy crap. The other thing that comes to my mind, and now it's left me. So like you, when I got into spirituality and when I found myself, I want to say, I feel like I was always spiritual, but when I found myself, so everything's coming in. And I remember walking into this bookstore that I go to and I saw this woman, and it was the first time I saw spirit around someone, and not only spirit, but a guide. And he was big, he was huge, and it was Ra. I saw the sun god Ra behind her. And so I'm meeting all these amazing people, and you know, I wanted to see that again and feel that, because that energy, she was just so big. And his message for me was like, you are going to be big. So you're loving energy and all this. And then, it dawned on me that even within the spiritual world, or the world among spiritualists, I guess, spiritual leaders, there are those who are racist. There are those who are sexist. There are those who are, and I'm like, seriously, man, seriously, you still, like, it's all about loving everyone, but there's this, you know, my way is better than your way, or this, like you were talking about that really. And I found that out only recently, and it so disappointed me. The fact that we do have these, we're were these spiritual beings, but, you know, the spiritual Democrat versus the spiritual Republican, or, you know, up here it's conservative and liberal. And that really tripped me out. That woke me up to a lot of stuff.
Well, and there's so much of that happening right now. Mm-hmm. The, you know, and I think what you have to remember is that every human being is susceptible to their ego, their darkness, their, that side of us. It exists within all of us. I carry darkness within me. I know I'm here to serve the light. And there are times where my ego wants to be a little shit, right? Girl, wants to not look at my own biases, my own shadows, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've done the work already. How can there be more?
Whatever. Yeah.
Right. And on the other side of that, right now, there is a lot happening in the spiritual community that is not the light, that is driving darkness and stories and having people go down these rabbit holes. And having been down a rabbit hole just very recently, I'm watching family members who are going down rabbit holes of QAnon, watching family members who are going down these rabbit holes. And regardless of what you believe, you have to, at the end of the day, say, is this creating more separation or more unity?
That's is exactly my it.
Beliefs are what I'm pursuing. You know, is this creating more separation or unity? And a lot of these, you know, awakening communities are driving more separation, fear, and putting a spiritual label over it.
Right. How do we, and now this is something different maybe, but how do we, what's our role here with that? So we don't want it to be us and them, but what's our role as the light worker in dealing with that kind of energy, do you think?
I think you have to know for yourself what your role is. Because I was sent here for a different reason than you were. You know, I think there are so many beautiful activists out there, and that is their role. That is what they came here to be in the world. I am here to maybe support those activists financially, energetically, but I can't be on the front lines. I can share, I can do the work, I can do my own shadow, but I'm not here to be an activist.
I hear you.
I want to be an activist, and there's parts of me that, you know, I have to get comfortable with that anger and that those things that come up, but I don't think that's my role and why I was actually sent here. And that was an uncomfortable thing for me to admit, that I don't have to do it all.
Yes.
I just need to be clear about what I'm actually here to do. And that's connecting with my spirit and my higher self. And also at the same time, realizing when I'm saying that I'm not here to do X, Y, Z because of fear. Right? Because that's also a cop-out of saying, I'm not here to be that person.
No, I hear
out of
you.
Fear. Because there are times when I've had to be the activist, have those hard conversations. I can't come from a very small town in Minnesota. I was spent a month there this summer in between my fucked up like time. And it was Trump flags everywhere. And I had to have a lot of conversations about check your biases. Check your privilege. And that's not my spot to do with everyone. But there were times when I was like, I can't not have a voice here right now with what I'm seeing. Because of it's coming from me. And I think me just shedding this little tiny bit of light from my perspective, from what I've experienced from growing up in the same place as these people who have a bias. Maybe that can help them see a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
So you will know your time and place in your role.
Agreed.
And then follow what that downloads, those inspiration, whatever it is that you get. That's my take on it.
And you know what? I totally agree with you, because I have these conversations. I have a dear friend, and she is that activist. She's that warrior. I'm the other kind of warrior, right? I'm going to, I will probably be the one supporting her when she has to offload. I will work through stuff with other people. It's just, totally, that resonates with me, where we don't all have the same goal and role. And we created that when we came down. So it's just a matter of finding it now and tuning into that and listening to the path, or watching the signs that show up for us. So yeah. Thank you for sharing. Now, can you just tell us a wee bit about your business, or a lot about your business?
I'll do a wee bit. It's transformed a lot since my experience. I believe my main goal here is to help more women step into their power and their mission and their purpose here, and allow themselves to be fully financially supported doing what it is that they came here to do. And a lot of that is the energetic work behind what's actually showing up in your field, what's actually showing up in your belief systems, what's actually showing up in your energy that's preventing you from embodying and stepping into that person. And I do my work from a very, very transparent place of like, I'm on this journey right along with you. And I'm just here to hold space for you, because I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the pieces, but I would love to guide you back to what's within you. And I do that through one-on-one mentorship. I do that through online programs and containers. And I also will be hosting in-person immersions again at some point, once I kind of figure out what feels really aligned with COVID and all the things.
So that's
a little bit about me.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you. I just can't enough. I am so happy. That sounds trite. But I am so happy that I found you, because like I said, you helped me shift when I was stuck. And just listening to you, I'd be on the street and I'd be like, holy crap, yes. Yes, Shelby, yes. And people are, I'm listening to this and they're like, what's happening? She's, I would like, And my kids will be like, Mom, who are you talking to? I'm not actually talking, I'm listening to a podcast. They're like, what? So it just, so much of what you said and still say resonates with me. You're awesome. I so appreciate you. Before we go, can you just tell us where we can find you?
Yes. I mostly hang out on Instagram at xo.shelbyrose, and I have a podcast called The Razor Vibration Podcast. There's two of us out there, so look for the one by Shelby Rose, and those are the main places you can find me energetically. That's where I pour all my energy.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I love you. I do.
Thank you for having me. I love you too. I do. This has been fun.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune into Shelby's podcast, the Raise Your Vibration podcast, or you can find her on Instagram at xo.shelbyrose. Love you. See you next time.